Here's something that typically happens before an interview on this program, something you don't hear, but today we'll do it on the air. Can you please tell me how you pronounce your name?
My name is Rosemarie Beebe.
And you're a professor of Spanish literature at Santa Clara University in San Jose, California, correct?
That's correct.
Now, it is precisely because we do this all the time for radio, ask people how they pronounce their name, that we felt a sense of shared experience when we read about Professor Beebe in the San Jose Mercury News. And Rosemarie Beebe, why don't you describe your special role at the university at commencement every year?
I'm the lecturer who reads the names for the graduates in the College of Arts and Sciences. I get to read close to 600 names at graduation, and the diversity of students on campus makes this quite, I don't want to call it a job, but it's quite a task. I have to prepare about a month in advance to say the names properly.
American universities, of course, are melting pots nowadays, and it's not all Smith and Jones that you're reading. What are some of the more challenging names that you've had to remember?
Well, I remember one name that I read in 2001. It was the valedictorian, and I definitely practiced that name so much. I was dreaming the name. The student's name was Dana Kealiinui Piilaniomaui Creston Wolf, which is quite a mouthful. And I recall it when I said the name, as he was walking across the stage, the student turned around and he winked at me, and some of the faculty started clapping because I was able to pronounce the whole thing effortlessly.
Now, I just wonder whether you have the same experience that we have here when we frequently ask people, how do you pronounce your name? I mean, do you say Greenstein or Greenstein? It is remarkable how many people will say, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. However you want to say it is okay with me.
I've gotten that from a few students, and I've said, but this is your name, and we want to say it correctly, so just tell me how you want it done. So sometimes I have to pin them down on that. But when I speak to parents over and over, they say to me, thank you so much for taking the time and the care. It means a lot to us, especially after we've spent all this money on our child's education. We want to hear it said correctly.
Well, can you share with us some names that you're working on right now?
Well, I have one name, Shevis Hademi Kakai Wakuta, which is quite a long name. I have some Indian names, Ratanjit Sohal.
You will have to read out 600 names. What's your method for rehearsing and preparing so that you'll know how to pronounce the more challenging names when you have to?
Well, what I do is I have a list of all the names. I get the list a month in advance, and I have phonetic pronunciations that the students give me. But sometimes the phonetic pronunciations are not quite right, or the students don't know how to write the phonetic pronunciation correctly. So I will call a student. I'll ask them to leave me a voicemail with them saying their name so that I can listen to that pronunciation over and over. I practice every day, morning and evening, about 15 or 20 minutes, do this in my kitchen. And I do have a four-legged supervisor, which is my dog, who I think I bore him to death, but he lays there on the little carpet in the kitchen, listens to me saying the names. So I have an audience.
And what is your dog's name?
My dog's name is Conde Duque de Olivares. That's a mouthful for some people, but he's a long-haired dachshund, and he's named after a minister in the court of Philip IV of Spain. And you may have seen a painting in the Prado of the Conde Duque de Olivares. He's on a horse. So I named my dog after that person.
Well, thank you very much. That's Professor Rosemarie Beebe of Santa Clara University in San Jose, California, who is the lector. She reads aloud the names of the graduates at commencement at Santa Clara.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.